The verses we have read this evening from the Gospel of John about the miracle that the Lord Jesus Christ performed. We all know this miracle very well. Brother T, can you hear me? Am I going too fast? The Lord performed many miracles, and each and every one of those miracles were unique in their own way. But this particular miracle, which has been documented thoroughly, tells us of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ in the raising of Lazarus. We know these verses. We've read these so many times before. Two prominent things rise out from this chapter, and that is the shortest verse in the Bible, verse 35. We all know this. Jesus wept. Such a short, just two words, but so powerful. It shows the manhood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he felt just like we feel. He wept. He had emotions. And the other prominent words, again two words, we will look at those as we go along. In the verses, the two verses that I would like to concentrate on is verse 43 and 44. And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." He who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." These words we want to think about this evening. In this miracle, the Lord asked for assistance from the people who were there. Not because he needed it, but so they could say, "I was there. You know, when the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead, I was there. I was the one who helped to move the stone from the tomb." And somebody would say, "Well, I was there as well. I helped the sisters in preparing Lazarus' body for the tomb. I was there. I helped them." And the sisters might say, "Well, you know, I was there as well. I put the covering on his face. I was there." But yet, in this miracle, the Lord Jesus Christ allowed people to help him. But the main miracle, where Lazarus rose from the dead, that was purely and utterly purely the Lord's doing. God's glory was there, showing forth to people that somebody who was dead for 4 days and the stink that was coming from his body, the decay that had set in because of hot climates, bodies decay quickly, that in 4 days after decay setting in, God said, "I will raise Lazarus." When the Lord Jesus Christ, in his life, we read that when he was going to be crucified, before that, when he got the disciples to prepare the upper chamber, they helped him. And many times the disciples helped him. But in this instance, there was a reason why the Lord asked them. If we look at the miracle itself, Jesus delayed coming to Bethany because He said, this is for the glory of God. God will be glorified in this. And when the Lord Jesus Christ went there and he saw the grief of the sisters, that's where we read that Jesus wept. He was so overtaken by emotion that he felt compassion on the family because he loved them so much. He loved Mary and Martha so much that he felt for them. In the same way, we see that even today, God cares for people who are sinners. And God has commanded his church to go and make disciples of all nations. The Lord has given us a instruction to do so. But in this miracle we read, people were there. The sisters were there. The Jews were there. Everybody was there. Get together. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came, see, the Lord asked the question, where is he? Where have you laid him? He knew. The Lord knew where he was. He said, where is he? Show me. So they took him there. This was an involvement of the people. They took him there. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when he was standing there, if we purely look upon the prayer, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he didn't fast or do anything like that or make long intercessory prayers. His prayer was to his dad, Dad, thanks. I know you hear me all the time. I know you're going to hear me now. But for the sake of these people, hear me. The Lord Jesus Christ knew what he's going to do. He knew that his Father was going to be glorified in heaven. And the Lord Jesus Christ knew that these people who are involved in this, they will become instruments of taking the gospel further to people who are still in their sin. Jesus said, did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? The Lord Jesus Christ said, do you not see that my glory will shine forth? And when the Lord Jesus Christ, when he stood there, he raised his eyes and said, Lord, I thank you that you have heard me. And I knew that because thou hearest me always. And because of the people standing around, I said it, that they may believe that thou didst send me. So very clearly the Lord Jesus Christ said, Lord, I know, you know everything I'm going to do. Even the miracle you know I'm going to do. You hear me, and I know you're going to hear me again. But for the sake of these people, Lord, hear my prayer. And what was the Lord's prayer? What did he actually say? He mentioned his name, Lazarus. Well, that's fine. He was directed. But his two words, come forth. That's all he said. Come forth. Just those two powerful words, and that person who was dead for 4 days and the stench was there, he came out himself and he stood at the entrance of the cave. Now, can you just imagine? Can you just comprehend this in your mind, the scene that would have happened there? The people, they helped the Lord Jesus Christ, the people helped to move the stone away from the tomb. The very Lord who, when he was crucified, when he was put in the tomb and the stone was rolled away, what happened the next day on the third day, on the day of resurrection? What happened? Who helped move that stone from the tomb? Did anybody help him? When they came in the morning, the stone was already rolled away from the tomb. That is the power of God. But the power of God here, the Lord Jesus Christ said, remove the stone. So somebody actually physically helped remove the stone away, which God could have just commanded. And these words that the Lord said, Lazarus, come forth, he didn't have to be there. He didn't have to be there standing in front of the tomb to say these words. He could have said those a few days ago. He could have just been in Martha and Mary's house and just sat there out of the heat of the day and just said, Lord, give life into the dead body that's been dead for 4 days. Well, that's all he had to say. He could have said at home, Lazarus, come forth, and Lazarus would have come out. But the Lord went there. Come with me, he said. Let me show you that this person who is wrapped in the clothes of death, the very same person who you prepared for death, who you prepared for burial, the very same person I'm going to bring to life. All Jesus said was, Lazarus, come forth. Come forth. Aja, come on. Come forth. That's all he said. And by the power of God, the dead bones, the dead body, the dead nerves, a person who's been dead for 4 days, that person came to life. When the Lord Jesus Christ saves a person and he puts a breath of life into him, when the Lord Jesus Christ, he touches a person's heart and that heart is transformed and they're a new creation, this is exactly what happens. Not to the physical body, but to the spiritual body. A person who has been in sin, in death, all his life until the day of repentance, up to that time, that person is dead. You can't see the physical wrappings of the shroud of the coffin around him, around his face. He's blinded on his body. He's bound by his sin. You can't see that. But nevertheless, he is bound. Some would say that perhaps it would have been easier for the Lord God to just command the dust and say, Lazarus, come forth out of the dust, be a new body. But the Lord said to a dead body of 4 days, Lazarus, come forth. And life came into that body. How do you think the people reacted when they saw? The people were jealous. They wanted to, a lot of the Jews that were there, the other people who were there, they thought, this is a miracle above all other miracles. This person, he has to be put to death because he's taken away everything from us. And the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing this, that's why he said, Lord, you know all things. But then we see that the Lazarus, he was standing there, and the very same people who had prepared his body for death, they were there as well. And they saw him standing there. What did the Lord say to them who were there? If the Lord could have raised him from the dead, put life into a dead body, could not the shroud or the coverings of his of the Lazarus's death cloth, could they not come off themselves? Could he have not taken those off as well? Of course he could. But what did God say? What did Jesus say? Read in verse 44. And he who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Jesus commanded the people who were there. He said, unbind him unwrap him and let him go. These sheer words itself tell us that the Lord said, come on, work with me, do this. I can do it, I've done a miracle, but do it. When somebody comes to the Lord, when somebody is saved, when somebody's life has been transformed from death, from sin, from the stench of death, to a living body, a living soul, a new heart, a new spirit, that person is still yet wrapped up in his old clothes. It is the duty and the job of the church members and the church to unwrap those clothes, the dead body, the dead wrappings around them, to teach these people, to take that cloth away from their face, to say, see now the world in a new perspective. See, here's the thing. The Lord can take the most vilest of vile people. He can take the most filthiest of sinner and transform him into the most holiest of person. Not by that person's efforts or works, no, but by the grace of the Lord, grace of the living God. He can change it. That person will say, you know something, that person, they can never be saved. You know that one? Oh, they're so bad. You don't know how bad they are. They can't be saved. No. The Lord can take the vilest of the vile person and transform their life into such a beautiful way that, you know what? He beautifies them with his salvation. He beautifies a person with his salvation. He makes you beautiful inside. Only the power of God and God the Holy Spirit can do that. Nobody else. When the Lord said to the sisters, you will see the power of God working. You will see your brother rise again. The Lord is saying to us today, our family members, the people who we know in the area, those people who are hard-hearted, those people who sometimes we prejudge them and think they'll never come to the Lord is saying, I will do a work in their heart. Just watch me. Just be ready. And when the people who were there, when they started to unbind him, that was for their unbelief as well, for the people who were there. That was to show them that the same person who you prepared for death, sisters, Martha and Mary, you know when he put the shroud over his face, that spot that was there, where the blood is coming from, for example, that sign is there. Yes, the same person. And the person who wrapped the body in the shroud. Yes, you were the one there. Yes, now unwrap him. And see the glory of God working. My brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the miracles that he didn't waste any miracle. God did not waste any miracles. When the devil said to him, command that these stones be turned to bread, what did he say? Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. When the enemy said, do this, do that, he said, no. Jesus did not waste miracles. In the same way, the Lord is saying to us, you know something? I want you to be part of me. You know when you buy, for example, when you buy a complex or a complicated present for somebody, for your children, and the children are saying, Dad, come on, let's do it. Let's put it together. The person who is doing the building or the assembly of the present, he's the one who's doing the main work. But the children are just giving him a sticker or giving him a little screw from here or a little part from there. And they say, I helped. I helped in doing this present. I helped in doing this. It makes them part of it. In the same way, the Lord is saying, be a part of the service. You know, for the service, be a part and help in the kingdom, in the establishment of the kingdom. The very same people, they would have gone back into their respective homes afterwards And they would have said, I was there when the miracle was performed. And the Lord has commanded me to go and to share the gospel and to help the people who are recently come to the Lord, the people who have just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Help them by sharing from the gospel, by teaching them how to fit into a church, how to read the Bible, how to pray, how to have fellowship, how to come to the prayer meeting. The Lord has given us a great commandment that we should be ready to show people the way of salvation. It is the Lord's work when the Lord changes the heart, but we have a big part to play in showing the people how to live the Christian life afterwards. We have to be examples ourselves, turn in front of people, so the new people who come to the Lord, they can learn how to fit into assembly, how to worship the Lord, and how to become a Christian who is worthy to be carrying that name. In this miracle that we read, some Pharisees, they went away and they told what Jesus had done. They didn't say that to glorify God. They were not saying that to exalt Jesus. They were saying that because they were jealous that he's gaining more popularity. That's the reason. When we come to meetings, when we come to prayer meetings, when we come to the church, when we have fellowship one with another, we have to understand that we are the bricks of the assembly. We are the living bricks of the assembly. And the head of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ. When we come, and when we come with the Lord, when we bring other people into the assembly, when they come to hear the gospel, when they come to hear the preaching, let us be examples, living examples of our Savior and how our Savior served his disciples first and foremost. It is better to serve than to be served. With this parable, let us remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is above all. And the Lord Jesus Christ, in the miracle, he involved people by saying, come with me and let us work together. The Lord done the miracle, but he wants us to carry on and to help people to come to know about the saving grace so that we can share the gospel and other people can be saved and they can come to the salvation and the knowledge of the fact that they will go to heaven. So may the Lord bless his word. Time is up. May the Lord bless his word and may the Lord help us to, when we read of the miracles, when we read of how the Lord Jesus Christ lived and walked on this earth, that we learn from these things that God wants us actively to be involved in the service and also to help the assembly and each other in the building of the kingdom of God. Amen.